Okay. So let's pick up from the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. We're about six lines up from the bottom. We just got finished last week discussing what the problematic parts of Ben Sira, of Sefer Ben Sira are. And then we were going through some of the not problematic parts, some of the valuable parts of Ben Sira. And towards the end of that discussion, we quoted an interpretation that we find in Sefer Ben Sira for the Pasuk in Mishlei of Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. And now the Gemara is going to present six alternative explanations from the Amoraim for that Pasuk of Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows, and this is the Siman, Zera, Rava, Misharshia, Chanina, Tuvia, Yana Yafa, Yochanan Merachim, and Yoshua Mekatzir. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav. Rav Zera quoted Rav as saying, Ma'edich Siv, Koy Me Ani Ra'im. What's the meaning of this Pasuk in Mishlei? Koy Me Ani Ra'im, V'tov Lev Mishta Samid. Eilu Bala Talmud. The Koy Me Ani Ra'im, all the days of the Ani are bad. Eilu Bala Talmud, these are the Bala Talmud. V'tov Lev Mishta Samid. So then Eilu Bala Mishnah. So it sounds like the Bali Talmud have it worse off than the Bali Mishnah, according to Rav. So why should that be? So Rav explains, because the Bali and Talmud are stuck with all these difficult questions, and but Mishnah is easy to read, it's easy to learn. Rava Amar, Ibchai says, no, the other way around. It's not that the Bali Talmud have it bad while the Bali Mishnah have it good. It's the Bali Mishnah who have it bad and the Bali Talmud who have it good. Behind the Amar of Misharshia, Mishmei the Rava, Ma'adach Sid Masi Avanam Ye'atzeben. What's the meaning of the Pasuk in Koheles? In the 10th parak of Qalas, where it writes, Masiya avanim ye'atzibem, a person who schleps around stones will become fatigued through them, through the schlepping. Bokea itzim yisachinbam, while the person who splits wood can use it to become warm. So who's that referring to? So it says, Masiya avanim ye'atzibem, ilu bali mishnah. These are the bali mishnah. Uvokea itzim yisachinbam, while those who split wood can become warm through the wood, Eilu Bali Talmud, these are the Bali Talmud. So why is it that the Bali Talmud are so much better off than the Bali Mishnah? So Rashi explains, because the Bali Mishnah can't come out with anything, while the Bali Talmud can come out with Pesach Halacha. By the time they're finished, they can actually paskin. It's perhaps or shailas. Okay, so those are the first two interpretations. Rav Chanina Omer, Koy Mei Ani Ra'im, what's the meaning of Koy Mei Ani Ra'im? Ze mi sheyesh lo isha ra. This is a person who has a bad wife. The tov lev mishta samid, ze sheyesh lo isha tova. This is a person who has a good wife. Okay, number four, Rabbi Yanei Omer, Koy Mei Ani Ra'im, ze isnes. This is a person who's super sensitive. The tov lev mishta samid, ze shedai to yafa. This is a person who is at ease. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im, Ze Rachmani. This is a person who's super sensitive to other people, who's a Rachman, he has mercy on other people. V'tov Lev Mishta Samid, Ze Achzari. This is a person who has no mercy. So how is it that the Rachmani is so much worse than the Achzari, at least in this world? So the basic understanding is that the Achzari doesn't care about anybody. So life is great, but the Rachmani, who's constantly bothering himself about other people's, about other people's welfare, so he has it hard. He has it harder. Okay. So we had five interpretations so far. The sixth one is Rabbi Yishuv Levi Amar Koy Me Ani Raim. What's the meaning of that pasuk? Zeh Shadai To Kitzara. This is a person whose das is short. The Tov Lev Mishta Samid. Zeh Shadai To Ruchava. This is a person whose das is wide. What does this mean? So Rashi gives two explanations of what this means. One explanation is that it means daito kitsara, a person whose das is kitsara, means that a person is constantly worried. And memela zesha daito rochav is referring to a person who is at ease; he's not worried about all kinds of things. The other explanation that Rashi gives is that daito kitsara means he's uptight. He's a ragzan; he's a person who's angry, who gets angry. And then a rochav is a person who's, I guess you would say, chilled. Okay, so those are the six interpretations. We have Rav, who says the Komiyon and Ran, so it's a Bali Talmud versus the Bali Mishnah. Bali Talmud have a bad, the Bali Mishnah have a good. Rava, who says the other way around, it's that the Bali Mishnah have a bad and the Bali Talmud have a good. Rav Chanina says that it's the difference between a good wife and a bad wife. Rav Yana says it's the difference between an istinus and a person who is daitu yafa. We have Rabbi Yochanan who says it's the difference between a rachmani and an achzari. And we have Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi who says that it's the difference between a person who's daito kitzara and a person whose daito is ruchava. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol yimei ani ra'im, are all the days of an ani bad? Va'ika shabal says v'yam tovim, isn't the Shabbos and Yom Tov? Where even a pauper has good things to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Shinoi Veses Techilas Cholomei Ayim, that when you have a change in what you're used to, and when you have a change in the regular, so then that disturbs, that upsets your stomach, and therefore the Ani, who's not accustomed to having good food, so when he has Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's bad for him because it upsets his stomach. Okay. So that's Koimei Ani Rayim. Now the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. Hakori pasuk shal shir hashirim ba'osa oso kimin zemer. If a person reads a pasuk from shir hashirim and he makes it like a song, the hakori pasuk ba'beis mishtos, and a person who reads a pasuk in the beis mishtos below zmano when it's not the appropriate time. The Yadama explains what that means is that you're bringing your, you know, saying the pasuk b'derach schok in, you know, a foolhardy kind of way. So the Gemara says, when you do these things, mevi ra'a la'olam, you bring bad into the world. Mipnei sha'atorachu geres sak, v'omedas lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Torah puts on sackcloth and stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omeres lufanav, and says before Hashem, ribono shel olam, asuni banecha kekino shemenagnin bo'leitzim, your children are making me like a violin or like some instrument that is played by fools or played by scoffers. So Amar La, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to the Torah, Biti, my daughter, Bishasha Ochlin Vishosin B'mayiz Asku, when they're eating and drinking, what exactly should they be engaging in? So Amar Lafanav, the Torah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, in Bali Mikra Hein, if they're Bali Mikra, then you ask B'Torah B'Nevim K'Zuvim. In Bali Mishnah Hein, then what should they be doing? You ask B'Mishnah V'Halachos V'Agados, they should be engaging in Mishnah and Halachos and Agados. In Bali Talmud Hein, you ask B'Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, B'Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, B'Hilchos Chag B'Chag. They should be learning about the halachos that are relevant to that time. So, hey, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Chananya, Kol Hakori Pasuk Bezmano, any person who recites a Pasuk at the proper time, maybe Tova La'olam, he brings good into the world. Shenemar V'Davar B'Ito, Matov, how good is something in its appropriate time? So, what do we say over here? We said that you're not supposed to turn Shir HaShirim into a Zemer. So why specifically Shir HaShirim? So Rashi has a comment over here. He says, well, you'd have a Havmina that you are allowed to, because after all, it's called Shir HaShirim, and the essence of it is a Shir. But even so, the Chiddush of this Gemara is that it's prohibited, nonetheless, to turn it into a Shir, other than the one that is indicated in the text of that's indicated by the psukim, either the natural nikud or the natural trup. So now Rashi, given what Rashi says over here, Moshe Feinstein has a hard time there are two tshuvas about this Gemara. One is in Yordea Chelek Beis Kuf Ben Beis, and one is in Yordea, I think also Chelek Beis Kuf Ein Gimel, where he is taught, one of the tshuvas is about where there's a fellow wants to know if you can record brachos on a tape recorder. And one of the issues he deals with is if that's considered Shem Hashem Levatala. If after you record the bracha, so then when you play back the tape, so maybe that's Shem Hashem Levatala. And Moshe Feinstein says that that's not, because Shem Hashem Levatala is only if a person is the person who's saying it, but now it's just a tape, and a tape isn't a person. But the other thing that the Moshe deals with is that, but what about for the people who are singing psukim? So he says, based on this Rashi, it seems very difficult to come up with a kula to say that there should be some heter to sing psukim, not in the way that they're prescribed. Now, the Adama over here is musupik about whether we say that it sounds like the whole tone of the Gemara is that you're not supposed to sing psukim out of context or in an inappropriate way where you're lacking the reverence you're supposed to have. As the Gemara says that you're reading psukim in the Beis Mishtos, that you're bringing in derech schok, you don't have the proper attitude towards the psukim, or behavior towards the psukim. So the Adama is misupik if this issue would apply, even if You're seeing the psukim darach shvach. Okay. But anyway, okay, fine. So that's the singing of the psukim. So far we had the six interpretations of the koyme anirayim, and then we have whether you're allowed to turn the psukim in the Torah or psukim in shirashirim into a song. Okay. The Gemara continues. In the Mishnah, and Daf Tzadi, we were giving a list of people who forfeit their shir and chelak olam haba, and Rabbi Akiva added on two. Rabbi Akiva, the first one was that he added was a person who reads from Sfarim HaChitzonim, and the second one that he said was a person who's lochesh al hamaka, a person who is uttering something over his injury. And the Omer, and he says, Kol ha-machla sher samti b'Mitzrayim lo asem alecha. Any illness that I put on you in Mitzrayim, according to this pasuk, that any illness that I put on Mitzrayim, I will not put on you. Keni Hashem rofecha, for I am Hashem, your healer. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Yochanan uverokek ba. It's not just that you are uttering some pasuk or something over the injury. It's specifically that you are spitting, and we'll see according to Rashi that you're spitting first. Why? What's the issue here? The fisha ein maskir and shem shemayim al rakika, because you're not allowed to mention the shem Hashem on a rakika, on the spitting. So Rashi says over here that the derech of those who utter these incantations or these psukim, the derech was to spit before they did this, this lachash. So and so it's prohibited to mention a pasuk or shem Hashem on a rakika. Now, interestingly, Rashi quotes over here from his Rebbe, and he says that what if you say the pasuk or you say the Shem Hashem not using Lashon HaKodesh but using Lashon Laz in some language other than Lashon HaKodesh? Or let's say you spit after you say the Shem Hashem, after you recite the pasuk. So Rashi quotes from his Rebbe that that's permissible, because the only issue is if the lechisha, if the lachash is going on the rakika. In other words, the Shem Hashem was said on the rakika, so that first you spat and then you said the Shem Hashem. And also, it's only if the Shem Hashem was said b'lashon hakodesh. Now, there's a big discussion over here about how to understand this Rashi. This Rashi seems to be brought lehalacha in Yoredeya and Kufayin Tes Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes halochi shalamako alachola verokik. So, v'me'ena rokik, and if he doesn't spit, yisurim ya'ika, there's still an isur, v'me'yesh bo sakonas tefashah, sakon matur, we'll get to that. But the Rama writes, v'yesh omrim dekolze ena asur, ele kishakori ha'pasuk b'lashon ha'kodesh. This is only if you recited it in Lashon HaKodesh. Avo b'lashon laz, lo, but not if you recited it in some other language. So there's a Bach over here, where the Bach writes, what do you mean? Isn't there a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem in the third Perek, where it discusses talking Devarim Shel Kedusha in the Beis HaKisei or in the Merchatz? And the Gemara over there says, it's a quote from Abai, says that that's prohibited. Even if you're going to speak in not Lashon HaKodesh, you're going to speak in Lashon Chol, it's still prohibited to discuss Devarim Shel Kedusha in a Beis HaKisei or a Merchatz. If that's the case, why should uttering the Shem Hashem on a Rakika, that seems to be the equation, we're equating the Rakika with the Merchatz or the Beis HaKisei. So then why should it make a difference if you're saying the Shem Hashem B'Lashon Kodesh or B'Lashon Laz? And so the Bach says that therefore it should be prohibited even if you say the Pasuk, the Shem Hashem, in Lashon Chol. But the Shach attacks the Bach for that. And the Shach says, what do you mean? There's two things. The Shem Hashem, the Kedusha, is only if the Shem Hashem is in Lashon HaKodesh. Masha Ein Kain, when it comes to discussing Kedusha matters, Torah topics, so the topic itself, the Indian itself, is an Indian of Kedusha. And so therefore, it's naturally invested with Kedusha. And that's why it's prohibited to discuss Torah or Devarim Shel Kedusha in a bathroom or in a merchatz. Mashenkin, in the Shem Hashem, it's only has its status of Kedusha if it's written in or said in Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, he says that it would betzem be permissible to erase the Shem Hashem if it was written b'Lashon Chol. And he says the Lashon here, it says the Hamut Limchok Shem Shenichtav b'Lashon Chol Gegon Gat b'Lashon Ashkenaz, to write like something like God. Okay, but either way, that's the Rashi makes it into this Rashi in this Gemara makes it into Shulchan Aruch, and then there's just a to do about how do you understand? Do you say that even Belashon Laz is that a problem? So we have the Bach and we have the Shach. Okay, now so the Gemara continues over here. Again, Amar of Yochanan, the Lochish Alamak is problematic only if it's a Verokei Kabbalah. V'shein Maskiun Shem Shemayim Al Harakika. Itmar, Rav Amar Afilu Negat Saras, even Negat Saras, what's Negat Saras? So Rashi explains that you're quoting the Pasuk of Negat Saras, Ki Siya Ba'adam V'huv Al HaKoin, that you are quoting this Pasuk that has to do with people getting ill and getting cured, and even though you're not mentioning the Shem Hashem, but Rav's Chiddush is that it's still problematic. Rav Chanina Amar Afilu Vayikra Al Moshe, even Vayikra Al Moshe, what's Vayikra Al Moshe? So Rashi explains that the issue over here is that you're not mentioning a pasuk that has to do with curing. All you're doing is you're trying to learn Torah genuinely in order to cure yourself, but not that the pasuk itself has anything to do with an illness or a cure. So Chanina's chiddush is that even just learning for the sake of learning, not just for the sake of learning. In this case, it's that you're learning and you want just the zuchus of divrei Torah to heal yourself. So that's also problematic. What's exactly the issue? That's what the Mashal explains that. And there's a big question over here on this sugya, and that is that we know that the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Tesvav says that you're allowed to use Divrei Torah to be megin in order to prevent yourself from getting ill. So how could that be that in one Gemara it sounds like you're not allowed to use the Torah to cure yourself? On the other hand, we have the Gemara in Shavuos that sounds like you can use the Torah to prevent yourself from getting ill. So the Marsha uses one to explain the other. The Marsha basically says that what's going on in the Gemara in Chelek is that you're using the Torah like a medicine, like anything else in the world, and you don't realize that the Torah is so powerful that it's not just that it can be used as a medicine, but that you can use it to prevent getting ill in the first place, that by learning the Torah and by being mekayim the Torah, you can be megin, that you don't get sick in the first place. As we find in the Gemara in Shavuos, that you can use it to be megan. Okay. But there's a long bach about this. A number of the Rishonim discussed this issue. What's the difference between the Gemara in Shavuos and the Gemara in and the Gemara over here in Chelek? There's a Kesef Mishnah. All right. So, Tana Rabban. Sachin umemashmashin bevnei me'ayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to smear this ointment on yourself, and you're allowed to rub the belly on Shabbos. The lochashin lechishas nechashim v'akravim b'Shabbos. Now, wait a second. What would be the issue with sicha? Why would you think that that should be problematic? So Rashi says, because you think it might be refuah, kamash malan, that sicha is equated to shasiyah. They're both hanaz haguf, direct hanaz to the guf, and so sicha is permissible. The lochashin lechishas nechashim v'akravim b'Shabbos. You can be lochish, this, you can utter this incantation for the snakes and the scorpions on Shabbos. What exactly are you doing? Rashi explains that you're uttering this incantation to prevent them from hurting you. So there's no, and Rashi says, what would be the issue? The issue might be tzeda. So even so, this is not an issue. And there's a big question over here. The Yad Ramah raises the stira in Rashi because at the end of the seventh parak, when it discusses chover chover, so the Gemara says that chover chover is when you're like charming the animals to assemble them to one place, either to fight each other or to just get them out of the residential areas. So the Gemara over there by chover chover says even if you want to charm the animals in order so that they don't hurt you, it's still problematic. In fact, the line on Daf Samech Yomad Aleph is Amar Abayi. He says, therefore, if a ha'ilka ha'imad etzamet zibura v'akrava afagav the kamacham d'lo lisku, if you join together the zibura and the akrava, these two animals, in order to you get them together, you join them together, you charm them in order to fight off each other, in order so that they don't hurt you, that's still usher. So the question is, and Rashi right there, in fact, uses a similar lashon that he says that when the Gemara says a chover chover, even for nechashim and akravim is problematic. Rashi right there says I feel nechashim and akravim legrosan zebezeh. In order to prevent them from damaging you. So, what's going on over here? On the one hand, we have the Gemara in Samach Hey that sounds like you're not allowed to do it, even to prevent them from damaging you. On the other hand, we have the Gemara in Chilek that says that it is permissible. So the Anima tries to make a suggestion of how to resolve the Sira. Maybe the Gemara in Daf Samach Hey is specifically because you're tzamid zibur of akrava, that you're joining them together, you're entangling them, or entangling them in some way that so that they don't hurt you. Mashainkin, and that's apparently the problem. Mashainkin over here, you're just kind of freezing them in place, and maybe that's the distinction. Okay, but either way, that's Lechishas Nechashim HaKram B'Shabbos. Now, there is actually an interesting Rambam over here, that there's a discussion. You say, what exactly are you doing over here? You're uttering some incantation. So it sounds like from Rashi, so that the creatures themselves don't hurt you. The Rambam seems to understand, based on the way that the Kesef Mishnah is Madaik, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the 11th Perek, he discusses that whether you're allowed to do a lechisha on a snake bite, that you are doing this, the incantation that you're reciting is not to prevent them from damaging you. In this case, it's that once they did damage you, are you allowed to recite these incantations in order to alleviate this bite? So the Kesef Mishnah understands in the Rambam that that's the Rambam's understanding of this Gemara over here. In fact, the Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph over there, he says if a person has a bite from an akrav or a nachash, mutra lilchosh al makom anashicha, v'afilu b'shabbos, you're allowed to utter this incantation on the nashicha. Kedei liyashiv daito l'chazik libo, why would you be allowed to do this? You'd be allowed to do it in order to put your mind at ease. Even though incantations in general don't accomplish anything. So then why should you be allowed to do it? That because you're in a state of sakonas tefashis, so we allow you to do it to put your mind at ease, so that you don't feel lost. Okay. But although the Rambam does have in the next halacha, the Rambam has an interesting lashon over there, in Halacha Yud Beis, where he says that if you're lochish on the makkah, so if you use psukim to heal yourself or for your lochish and maka, he says lo dailahen shahin b'chlal chaverim u'menachashim. It's not only that you're included among the chaverim u'menachashim, ela shahin b'chlal hakofrim b'torah. You're among the people who are kofrim b'torah. Shahin osin divrei Torah refos haguf vein anela refos nefashot. So Torah shouldn't be used to heal your body. It should be used to heal your soul. Shneimer v'yu chayim l'nafshecha. And ultimately, the Rambam at the very end says that it's really not appropriate for Jews who are chachamim mechukamim to be drawn after havalim like this. Okay, but anyway, fine. So that's the Rambam. So the Gemara continues. It says ma'avirin kli. So again, Tana Rabbanan Sachin u'mamash v'shin v'vnei me'ayim b'shabbes v'lochashin l'chishas nachashim v'akravim b'shabbes u'ma'avirin kli al gabi ha'ayim b'shabbes. And you can put a kli onto your eye on Shabbos. Now, why are you putting a kli on your eye? So Rashi gives two explanations. One of the explanations is that you're using the kli, which is metal, to cool down the eye. Okay. So Amar v'shim ben Gamliel b'medivar mamurim. One can use a kli on your eye on Shabbos, but kli hanitel and add in b'Shabbos. That's only if it's not muksa. Avo b'kli she'en hanitel, but if it's a kli that's muksa, aser, then it's prohibited. Okay, ve'en sholin b'dvar shedim b'Shabbos. And you can't ask b'dvar shedim on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, that's according to the Tanakam, Rabbi Yossi Omer af b'chol aser. Even during the week, it would be prohibited to ask b'dvar shedim from the demons. And even during the week would be a problem. So Amar Rav Huna, now what should be the issue? So we will get a sense of what the issue is from the Hamshach. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, va'af Rabbi Yossi lo amar el mishum sakana. Rabbi Yossi's concern over here was one of sakana. Ki had Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef de'ivla ba'arza vis avad le'nisa, that there was one time Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, apparently he was trying to engage some sort of demon, some sort of shade, and he was swallowed up in a cedar tree, v'de'ivla be'arza, v'es avad l'nisa, and a miracle happened, paka, it cracked open, paka arza upalte, the cedar tree cracked open, and spat him out. Now, interestingly, from this Gemara, Rav Yossi comes along and he says that even during the week, it's asr now. Why is it asr during the week? So Rav Huna explains, because of sakana. So the question that the Rishonim try to figure out over here is that, wait a second, isn't shoal bedvar shedim a matter of kishuf? So the Ran, in the Chidushi Ran rather, before, at the end of the 7th paragraph, Samach Zayin of Abayz, he's actually medayek from over here, that you see that because Rav Yossi's whole concern is one of sakana, being shol with varshenim does not fall into the category of kishuf. And in fact, the Gemara over there as well, when it discusses the difference between by the psukim, by the chartumim in Mitzrayim, when it says in one pasuk be'latehem, and then in another pasuk it says be'lahatehem, so the Gemara distinguishes by saying one is ma'isa shedim and one is ma'isa kishuf. So the Ran understands, or at least in the Chidushi Ran, it's brought that what that means is that these are two different things. Ma'aseh Shedim was not kishuf. In fact, the Rush himself also says that, the Rush also in the 7th parak says, seems to be inclined to, at least the way that the Torah understands him, that Ma'aseh Shedim should not be included in kishuf. Although he does have a tzad to say maybe that's only when you're not doing a ma'aseh, when you're the person being shoel b'dvar Shedim. And that's where the problem. But the way that the Torah brings it in Kuf Ayin Tes, he seems to understand. Beis Yosef says that he doesn't know where the Rosh got this from exactly. It could be that he heard this from his father, but that Ma'aser Shedim doesn't fall into kishuf, under the category of kishuf, even if you're not just doing Amira, you're doing an actual Ma'isa. Okay. Let's continue in the Gemara. So far, what we did is we had six interpretations of Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. We had whether you're allowed to turn psukim in the Torah or psukim in Shir HaShirim into a song. And then we discussed the Lochish al Hamaka. We had the, least it seems to be a three-way machlokas between Rav Yochanan, Rav, and Rav Chanina, whether you're rokik, that's the issue if you're rokik. We have Rav who says, even neged tzaras, that you're just quoting a pasuk that has to do with a person who is ill, and Rav Chanina who says even Vayikra Moshe. Now we discuss these various things of shmering ointment and rubbing the belly on Shabbos, rubbing lochesh on a snake bite, or to prevent snakes from hurting you on Shabbos, or to put a kli on your eye on Shabbos, and then being shoal b'dvar shedim. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan, sachinu mamashmashin b'vnei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to smear ointment and rub the belly on Shabbos. Ubavad shelo yasa kederech shuhu osa b'chol. Provided that you're not doing it in a way that you typically do it during the week. So hechi avet, how should you do it? Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina amar sach v'achar kach b'mashmash. You should smear the ointment and then you should do the rubbing. Rav Yochanan amar sach. You do the smearing of the ointment and the rubbing simultaneously. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Sare shemen v'sare beitzim mutarn l'sh'ol behen. If you have these, the way the Rashi understands it, these shedim, that the way that you summon them or the way that you engage them is through oil or through eggs, mutarn l'sh'ol behen. It's permissible to be shoel from those shedim. Ella or not, some take out the ella mepnei, shemechazvin. For they are, because they lie. Lochishin al shemen shebekli. Vein lochishin al shemen shebiyat. People are lochish on the oil in a kli. But people are not lochish. People do not engage demons through the shemen that's on the hand. Lefichach sachin mishemen shabiyadi, you can smear from you could smear from the oil that's on hand. Vein sachin mishemen shabikli, but don't smear from the oil from that you find in a kli, because it could be that it has shadim that were incited over it. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, ikla lahu ushbiza. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta went to a certain ushbiza. And the Isile Mishcha b'manos. He went to a certain inn or neighborhood, and they brought him. So at this inn, Isile Mishcha b'manos. They brought him oil in a kli. Shaf, he rubbed with it. Apparently, like he rubbed his face or something. Nafgan leit simchi ba'ape, and suddenly he sprouted boils on his face. Nafak l'shuk. So he went out to the market. Chazisi ha'yitz, and a certain lady saw him. Amra, she said, Zeka de Hamas, Kachazina Hacha. I see that the spirit or the shade who's called Hamas has affected you. So Avdale Milsa the Itzi. So she did something and he was cured. Okay. Amrale Rav Ava le Rabba Bar Mari. Kesiv kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha, k'ani Hashem rovecha. The Pasuk writes that any illness that I put on Mitzrayim, I will not put on you, for I am Hashem, your rofe, your healer. So the question is, v'chim me'achar shalo sam, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not putting the illness upon us, so then refu olama, what's the hemshech of the Pasuk where it says, for I am Hashem, your rofe? You don't need a cure if you weren't ill in the first place. So Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Mikra zeh me'atz benidrash. This pasuk can be understood from itself. The interpretation can be understood from the pasuk itself. Shenemar, if you read the earlier part of the pasuk, what's the whole pasuk? In Shmos Tesvav, Chavav, Vayomer, Im Shemoa Teshma, L'kol Hashem L'kacha, if you listen to Hashem, V'hayashar Be'inav Taseh, and you do that which is good in His eyes, V'hazakta L'mitzvos, and you listen to His mitzvos, V'shamarta Kol Chukav, Kol Hamachla Shersamdi B'mitzrayim, all the any illness that I put in Mitzrayim, Lo Asim Alach, I will not put upon you, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, for I am Hashem, your Rofe. So what do you see from this pasuk? Im tishma, if you listen, lo asim, then I'm not going to put it on you. V'im lo tishma, but if you do not listen, so then asim, then I will put the illness upon you. But v'afal pikein, even if I do put the illness on you, you should know, ki ani Hashem rofecha, I am Hashem, your healer, and I will heal you. Okay. So, just as Akdama for the next Gemara on Kuf, we have earlier, also at the very end of the seventh parak, the very last Amud of the seventh parak, there's a discussion in that Mishnah, so the Mishnah is really on Samach Zayin, there's a discussion in the Mishnah where Rabbi Akiva quotes something from Rabbi Yeshua about Kishuf, and he has this distinction between when a person who is faking the kishuf versus a person who is actually doing kishuf, a person who is doing a maisa when he's performing some sort of kishuf versus a person who is not actually doing a maisa. And the Gemara wants to know, is it really true that Rabbi Akiva learned that halacha from Rabbi Yeshua? Don't we learn elsewhere that Rabbi Akiva seemed to have gotten that halacha from Rabbi Eliezer? So as part of that question, the Gemara quotes this and brings down this whole story from this braisa where Rabbi Eliezer gets sick, and Rabbi Akiva and all of his chaverim go to visit him. And in the course of this visit, Rabbi Akiva says, you know, you guys aren't going to die a good death. And he says to Rabbi Akiva, your death is going to be even worse than everybody else's. And he has this big taina that, I'm like a Sefer Torah. My arms are like the scrolls of the Sefer Torah. And you didn't gain the amount of Torah that you could have gained from me. And now all of this Torah is going to be lost from the world. So there's now the Gemara is going to discuss a story where, now the Gemara and Daf Kaf Aleph is going to discuss a story where Rabbi Eliezer gets sick and all of his Talmidim go to visit him. And there's debate about whether this story is a continuation or part of that story that we find on Daf Kaf Aleph. So the Marshal makes a case that it is part of that story. And we'll see why in a second. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnesu Tamidav Levakra. When Rabbi Eliezer became ill, his Tamidim went in to visit him. Amar Lehen, and he said to them, Chema Aza Yesh Ba'olam. Rabbi Eliezer said, there's tremendous anger in the world. Now, what does it mean there's tremendous anger in the world? So Rashi over here says that the tremendous anger in the world is referring to Hashem. That Hashem clearly must be upset at me, says Rabbi Eliezer, because he has made my illness so bad. But the Marsha says, no, it's not that Hashem is the one who's angry. The Marsha says, again, this is part of the story that we find in Daf Samaches at the end of the seventh parak, and that Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's upset. And he's saying that I'm really upset at you guys because you didn't gain as much from me as you could have. So now, his Chiluhin Bochen, so they began to cry. Rabbi Akiva Masachik, and Rabbi Akiva was happy. So Amrulo says, Rabbi Akiva Lamat Masachik. Why are you happy? Amar Lahen, so he said to them, V'chim ipnei ma'atem bochem, why are you crying? So Amar Lo, so they said back to him, Efshar Sefer Torah, Shari B'tzar, V'lo Nifka, is it possible that a Sefer Torah can be in pain? And we're not going to cry. Now again, Marshap says that this is a beautiful parallel to the Gemara in Samaches, because again, in the Gemara in Samaches, he equated himself to a Sefer Torah, and he said that my arms are like the scrolls of a Sefer Torah, and you didn't gain any of this Torah. And again, over here, also, there's an equation to the Sefer Torah. So they say, how could there be a Sefer Torah in pain, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, and we're not going to cry? So Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Akiva said back to him, L'kach ani mesachik, that's why I'm smiling, that's why I'm happy. Shekol zman shani roe Rabbi she'in yeinu machbis. Because as long as I could see that Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, that his wine wasn't going bad, ve'in pishtana loka, and his flax wasn't going bad, wasn't getting ruined, ve'in shemeno ma'avish, and his oil wasn't going bad, ve'in duvshana ma'avish, and his honey wasn't going bad, amarti shem achas v'sham, kibul Rabbi Lama. I saw all these good things going for Rabbi in this world, so I thought that he was getting all of his schar in this world. But ve'achshav shani roe Rabbi b'tzar, but now that I see that Rabbi's in pain, ani sameach, I'm happy, because I see that he does have schar that he's getting in Olam Haba. Okay, so Amar lo, so Eliezer said to him, Akiva, klum chisart min haTorah kula? Did I lack anything in the whole Torah? Was there anything I wasn't makayim? Did I do something wrong? So Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean, limadatena Rabbina, you taught us? Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lechta. He quotes the pasuk in Koheles that there's no person in the world who, there's no tzaddik in the world who hasn't done some sin. So yeah. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, kishachala Rebbe Eliezer, when Rebbe Eliezer became ill, nichnesur arba zakenim levakro. Four zakenim went to go visit him. Who were the four zakenim? Reb Tarfin, Reb Yeshua, so some changes to Reb Yossi Haglili. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Reb Akiva. So now, Nana Reb Tarfin va'amar. Reb Tarfin like remarked, and he said, "Tova tali Yisrael mitipa shel geshamim. You are better for the Jews than tipa shel geshamim, than the rain. Shetipa shel geshamim ba'olam hazeh, because the tipa shel geshamim is only in this world. V'Rebbe ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba, and Rebbe is in this world and in the next world. Nana Reb Yeshua va'amar. So Reb Yeshua then said." Tova tali Yisrael Yosher mi galgal chama. You're better for the Jews than the sun. Shagalgal chama b'olam hazeh, because the sun is only in this world. Rebbe b'olam hazeh u'b'olam haba. And Rebbe is in this world and in the next world. Now, what does it mean that the sun is not in olam haba? So Rashi explains, because there are going to be new luminary bodies. The ma'oros are going to be mischachos. Okay. Na'ana Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Va'amar, Tova tali Yisrael Yosher me'av ve'em. You're better for the Jews than a mother and father. She'av ve'em b'olam hazeh, because the mother and father are only for this world. Rabbi b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. The father and mother bring the child into this world, and Rabbi brings into olam hazeh and olam haba. Nana Rabbi Akiva va'amar chavivin yisurin. Yisurin are great. So Amar lahem. So they said to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Samchuni. Or I'm sorry, he said to them, Samchuni, help me up, Ve'eshma divrei Akiva tamida, so that I can hear what Akiva is saying, tamidi, She'amar chavivin yisurin, who's saying that yisurin are so good. So Amar lo, he said to him, Akiva, zoomin alecha, where are you getting this from? So Amar mikrani darasha, what do you mean I'm getting this from? Pasuk, the psukim in Malachim. In Malachim Beis, Chav Aleph, Parak Chav Aleph, where it writes, discussing Menashe. So the pasuk writes, "Ben." The pasuk is in Chaf Aleph, Aleph and Beis. Ben Shteimis Reishana Menashe B'Malcho. That Menashe was 12 years old when his reign began. V'Chamishim V'Chamish Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he reigned for 55 years. V'Shem Imo Chavtiba V'Yas Hara Be'Enei Hashem Kedov Asagayim, and he did that which was bad in the eyes of Hashem. Asher Horish Hashem Mepnei Pnei. So he did all the bad things that the Goyim did, for which reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu had allowed the Jews to conquer the Goyim. So now, what do you see? So we know that Menashe went off the derech. He did bad in the eyes of Hashem. Uksiv, but the pasuk also writes in Mishle, Gam Eile Mishle Shlomo Asher Ha'atiku Anshei Chizkia Melech Yehuda. That these are the Mishle Shlomo that the Anshei Chizkia, the men of Chizkia, copied over. Now, wait a second. Chizkia is Menashe's father. So, who are the Anshei Chizkia? So, Rashi says, the Anshei Chizkia referring to the Talmidim of Chizkia, as we find in the Gemara of Bava Basra, that Chizkiyah v'siyato wrote Mishlei. So it sounds like Chizkiyah was a big teacher. He was a big malamed for everybody. So the Gemara says that ki Chizkiyah melech Yehuda, the kol olam kulo, limit Torah, he taught Torah to the whole world, on the Menashe b'no, lo limit Torah, he taught Torah only to the whole world, but not to his own son, Ella, so he clearly did teach his own son Torah. But even so, mikol tareach shetarach ba, mikol amash alma ba, even after all the hard work, lo ha, lay lumutav el yisrin, the only thing that could get Menashe back on track was Yisrin. Shenemar, where do we see that Yisrin is what brought Menashe back to do tshuva? So that's the pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Vaydaber Hashem al Menashe ve'alamo ve'lo hikshivu. That Hashem spoke to Menashe and to his nation, and they didn't listen. Then vayavi Hashem aleihem esarei hatzava asher lemelech Ashur. Vayilkedu as Menashe, and they captured Menashe. They conquered Menashe. Vachochem with like these hooks that they used to drag them by their mouths with. Vayasru benechushtayim, and they bound them up in chains. Vayiluchu bavela, and they took them to Bavel, Uksiv, and the pasuk writes, the very next pasuk actually, Uchahatzir lo chila espenei Hashem elokav, and what in out of all the pain, he begged Hashem for mercy. He was mevakish rachamim from Hashem. Vayikanam od, and he be humbled himself melefnei elokei avasav, and he humbled himself before Hashem. Vayispalel elav, and he davened him. Vayasir lo. And he heard his tchina, and he returned him to his kingdom in Yerushalayim. Knew that Hashem was Hashem. So what do you see? So you see how amazing Yisurin are, that even after all that toil, you can get Menashe to come back, except that it was the Yisurin that ultimately got him to turn around. Okay. So that's Yisurin, and that's the two stories of Rebbe Eliezer becoming ill and the Talmidim and the Zakin coming to visit him. So now, with just one more piece, the Gemara says, Tanar Banu Shlosha Ba'u Ba'alila. There were three who came Ba'alila. What's Alila? So Rashi says this Alila is referring to people who come with this very powerful Taina to which there is no good response. The Arama says this is like a play in the word alila, like we have in the parsha of Motzi Shemra, where it says some alila stavarim, that he makes like this accusation of some sort. So shlosha bo'u ba'alila elu heinen. Who are the three who came with this powerful taina? Kayin, Esav, u'Menashe. Kayin, dechsev, gadol avoni minaso. The Kayin says gadol avoni minaso. What does that mean? Gadol Avoni Minaso. So Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kolum Gadol Avoni Mishishim Ribo Shasidin Lachto Lefanecha. Is my sin so much greater than the 600,000 are going to sin before you by the Egel Hazav Atzah Salechem, and you're going to forgive them? So how can it be much worse than that? That's Kain. Esav Dechsiv. What's Esav's Taina that was such a powerful Taina? Habrach Achas Hila Acha Avicha Avi. Does my father really only have one bracha? So this was a victorious taina, Rashi says, because he ultimately got what he wanted. He did get a bracha. And then Menashe b'tchila karala lohos harbe. He initially called out to all these avodah zaras. Ulubsof karala lokei avosav. And then ultimately he called out to Hashem. Rashi explains what that means is that his taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that if you don't save me, then what good does it help for me to call out to you over any of the other gods? That they don't listen to me either. And so, those are the three who have these powerful and victorious tainas. So what do we have here today? So we discussed the six interpretations of Koyme Ani Ra'im. We discussed whether Shir Hashirim can be turned into song, or psukim in general in the Torah can be turned into a song. We discussed lochesh ala makeh, where it has to be on a rokeik after a person was rokeik, or these other psukim that you recite as cures. We discussed these different things that you can do on Shabbos. Among them was uttering these incantations, either to prevent snakes and scorpions from hurting you, or to cure yourself of a snake bite. we discussed summoning like these demons or engaging these demons somehow. We discussed the story of Rabbi Eliezer getting sick and the Saminim going to visit him. And the other story of the Zakenim going to visit him, and their remarks about how great Rabbi Eliezer was in this world, and then the three people who come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alila. Okay, so let's hold here, and we'll pick up Mirz Hashem next time with Hoga Hashem Be'Osi Yosav and Yeravim Ben Avat.